wildfires in California and an earthquake off the coast of Washington State, not to mention some high winds in the Atlantic. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Mother Nature leads us off here in this hour of the show as we kick off the week. Mosquitoes, a big problem. Pesky get that mosquito. I got to tell a personal story. So we have West Nile virus fear, and for good reason. In Texas, 14 people have died, 26 in the United States. And, you know, I have a little backyard with some shrubs and stuff, enough that there's mosquito problems because there was a mild winter and a very hot summer. My husband decides it's okay to leave the door open, so we're inviting the mosquitoes into my house. So if all of a sudden you hear me drop off, if you hear this, and there's a thud, and Matt says, Kate, 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 you know what's happened. It's no laughing matter, honestly, though, because the discussion about whether or not to spray turned into it's an emergency, and you know what, we're going to spray. Getting texts, alerts, all kinds of things about when the spray is happening. So in Texas, in Dallas, in the northern parts of Texas, in northern parts of Dallas, in that county, they've sprayed. They sent out four planes to spray. And then the question becomes, oh, is it safe? Is it safe to spray or not? And here's the thing. Clay Jenkins talks about the fact that, well, here's how many cases we have, and this is what's going on with the stuff.
Dallas County, home to 2.5 million people, is far and away the epicenter of the West Nile virus outbreak this year. Thus far, the state has 552 human cases, and of those, 249 are here in Dallas County.
Oof. To spray or not to spray? Here's the thing. You think you're okay, and then before you know it, you hear these sad stories about somebody was just hanging out in their backyard for a few minutes. Geez, they had no idea. They're weak. They're getting sick. And then they go to the hospital, and that's it. It turns out that they have West Nile virus, and then it's a question of the symptoms and surviving it, if they can survive it. And, boy, I think at that point the mayor certainly did the right thing. And I know people are wrestling with this in other states. The other state that's been hit the hardest, probably Mississippi is one of them. But there are 34, 35 more states that have reported cases of West Nile. So watch out for those mosquitoes. Spray at dusk, because that's when they're coming out. That way you at least give yourself some protection if you're going to be out there. There are other things that we're going to talk about in this show besides Mother Nature. Oh, boy, there are a lot of things that we're going to get to. The debate continues to rage. The Democrats slamming Paul Ryan over Social Security and privatization, the whole voucher thing and all of that. Then you've got somebody who's running for Claire McCaskill's seat who decides, Congressman Todd Akin, who decides he's going to step into the middle of it by talking about instances of legitimate rape and that it rarely results in pregnancy. He didn't have the facts right because, in fact, it results in pregnancy a lot. And Romney and Ryan both distanced themselves from his remarks by saying they don't agree with what he had to say about women and rape and pregnancy. And this was related to abortion. And I think this is where he got... He just got in too deep. He just got in too deep in the conversation where he talked about when he was asked whether to allow for an abortion in such instances of rape. And he said, let's assume that maybe that didn't work out or something. I think there should be punishment, but the punishment ought to be on the rapist and not attacking the child. Now, it had a huge impact immediately. On Twitter exploded across the country, but definitely in Missouri in that hot Senate race. You have the incumbent Claire McCaskill who wrote on her Twitter, and of course she's going to take advantage of that. She said, as a woman and a former prosecutor who handled hundreds of rape cases, I'm stunned by Congressman Akin's comments about the victims this morning. And so the stats are there. He said that he had empathy for the woman who had been raped. He took back his comments and said he misspoke. But Will had cost him that seat. He's 8 points ahead of her in the polls, for what it's worth. How about that? Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
You know, I was just thinking, I haven't heard anything about Rand Paul lately. And it's interesting because Rand Paul wants to balance the budget in 5 years, not in 25 years, like the other, the Ryan plan. Isn't that interesting?
Well, Rand Paul actually is going to be at the convention, and he's supposed to speak at the convention at some point. So he'll get some airtime there. He'll get some buzz off of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I sure would like to, support a budget that balances out in my lifetime, instead, sometime in when after everyone else is dead. But I was just thinking, if you buy a house for $100,000, you got to pay about $150,000 in interest. And, if you hit the lottery the next day and you go to the bank and you pay that house off, the bank is not happy because they just lost out on a lot of cash.
They did, yes.
Can you imagine how much cash would be lost out, how much the banks would lose if we balanced the budget in 5 years? $1 trillion a year is what we're running in red ink now every year. We have a $1 trillion deficit every year. That's like a $1 trillion house. Can you imagine what the interest is on that?
Oh, it's huge.
I got a feeling that is why you don't even hear the Democrats criticizing, the fact that this guy wants to balance the budget in, 24 years, because the banksters do not want to lose that huge amount of money they make every year off of the national debt and the national deficit. And that's why, I think the banksters have already won. No matter who wins this presidential race, the banksters have already won.
And, I like how you call them the banksters, because they are like gangsters, absolutely. Who are the people that are pulling the strings in America? It's the banks. You're right. It's the banks. Look at how we've tanked twice, and it's been because of greedy bankers. Twice, this LIBOR thing has to do with banking. What happened in 2008 had to do with banking. What happened with Chase recently, and Jamie Dimon, the president of Chase, the CEO of Chase, trying to make excuses when he was on the Hill. Same thing. Oh, risky derivatives. How we're trying to make some money. We're trying to do this. We're trying to flip this. Give me a break with the whole mortgages and all of that. You're right. The banks are like gangsters, Tomas. Thank you very much. You just coined a phrase. And he's right. The banks are the winners in this. And the Chinese, because they hold our debt and we're only paying our interest. So they're making money. And of course, that's the idea. Pay the interest, make more money. His analogy is right. They wouldn't be happy in the end. I've said this before. I don't think we'll have a balanced budget in my lifetime either. Hang with us.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
On the average, Americans work between 45 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. One, you can always interrupt, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Some big burning desire to jump in and throw in your 2 cents. Don't wait. If you have one eye open, two eyes closed, but you can dial and you have a pulse and you've got a hot opinion, oh, please share it or send it to me at americatonight.net. Some also sending it through the chat, and we go through those too as well. We've got some great fair or fouls, like, should a man who has buried his wife in the front yard be told that he can't keep her remains there? It's just not right. I know you want to be close to her. You want to rock on your porch and look down and see her, but you can't do that, dude. Or should he just be allowed to have his wife in the front yard? You know, upon looking at this at first blush, when you hear that he's got the wife at the front of the house, just a few feet from the porch, it's, you know, she's buried and there's flowers and all that stuff, you think, you can think, well, he, you know, he's mourning her. This is terrible. This is awful. They were married for a long time, and this is what makes him feel good to have her there, that the Lord called her back, and that's where he wants to bury her. Headstones there, tons of flowers, all that stuff. A county judge ordered James Davis to disinter his wife. That's what he said. And he wants to keep the remains of his late wife right where he had her, you know, where he dug her grave, in front of the house. It's a log home, buried outside a log home. And she's been buried there for a couple of years. So some health folks in Alabama say family burial plots aren't uncommon in Alabama, but the precedent of allowing a grave on a residential lot on one of the main streets through town. Now, that's something different because this isn't the 1800s anymore. We're not talking about somebody who lives on 40 acres of land. And, you know, I think it's terrible. If it's, in a way, you got to think about this. This is his private property. It's his private property. So, if he wants to do that, shouldn't he be allowed to do that? Shouldn't he be allowed to have her buried there? They were married for almost 50 years. She had terrible arthritis and she died, just bedridden. And he wants to be able to look out and see her. Or is it just too creepy and you can't do that and everybody loses loved ones and he's just going to have to get over it and they're going to have to move her? I mean, it's a good fair or foul. Is it right for the city in Stevenson, Alabama, to say, we don't like this? You got to move your wife, Patsy. You got to move her now. We will help you, but you have to move her. So already a judge has ruled, but it's on hold. They're considering the challenge because he's pushed it. He's appealing it, all that kind of stuff. And I loved his saying. He said, good Lord, they've raised pigs in the yard, horses, all this other kind of stuff. And why can't, they've got other grave sites all over here. Why should they have a problem with it? So, homeowner, property. How would you feel if your neighbor across the street wanted to do the same thing? Think about that for a second. Also coming up on the show, Joel Joseph, Made in the USA. I'm sure, Izzy in Missouri, you're going to love this one. If you haven't heard it, Joel Joseph has done a lot legislative-wise to push forward the whole Made in the USA deal, where beef comes in and has to have the origin of where it's from, that kind of stuff, and some other key pieces of what were bills that became laws. Made in the USA was squarely behind. So you'll want to hear this. That's coming up soon. It's coming up at the bottom of the hour on this hour of America tonight. So as we string odds and ends together, because it was that kind of a weekend, actually, where some odd things happened and some positive things happened. You know, when I want to look at positive, we're a couple weeks closer now to the NFL. Woohoo! Anybody excited about Nail the Score or excited about their fantasy football teams or excited about just watching their favorite football team and getting back to the sidebar fun stuff that chills us out for at least a couple of hours a day when we get to watch some football? I got to say, yeah. I'm excited for football season. Replacement refs should be interesting. At least I know when I get on my American flight, because we'll be broadcasting from the Republican Convention, I don't have to worry about the flight attendants being replacement players, because the flight attendants voted to approve a new contract offer from their airline. Sunday, they showed the attendants voted to accept the contract 59-point-something%, so the yeas have it. They pushed hard to ratify this, otherwise, seriously, they would have been in trouble with this, with the flight attendants. And they joined the mechanics and other union workers at the company who accepted the new contract. The pilots, though, rejected the company's last offer. So I hope I'm not flying the plane next week. The flight attendants' contract, by the way, they say is going to reduce spending by $195 million a year. The bankruptcy court still needs to sign off on the flight attendant's new contract, because remember that whole thing about bankruptcy. And American Airlines is talking about merging with U.S. Air. We're back to that thing again where it leaves you very few choices. Eeny, meeny, and that's it. You get on this airline or you get on that airline. And that's it, because otherwise, folks, they're going bankrupt. They have to meld. They can't do it any other way. Speaking of doing it any other way, politically speaking, negative campaigning, like it or not, is where we're at, is what sells, what works in the U.S. So the negative ads have definitely started to show up. They already have been out there, but you're starting to see them more pop up in some key places. Everything is about taxes. Everything is about what's going on with Medicare and what's going to happen with the economy. It's all about dollars and cents. It's almost not about people, really. Because, yes, the money is about the people, but the way that the back and forth over money is going on, it almost the focus is on that. So you have Romney, who's fundraising to beat the ban, and Paul Ryan, same thing. And the Democrats aren't sloughing off either. They're sending out all kinds of emails, and they're pumping up their crowds and getting the folks to rally and go out for the president. He was in New Hampshire over the weekend on Sunday. He just flat out went after Romney on the personal tax rate, saying that, you know, the Republican nominee is choosing for himself. He's choosing for the rich people because that plan means lower taxes. Ryan's plan means lower taxes for Romney and for the 1%. The 1% won't have to pay in the end. It's the rest of us that'll have to pay. And then Romney and Ryan shoot back that he had all these years to do something. He promised jobs and balanced budgets, and he didn't do that. And in fact, they don't do it. They say that Obama distorts the facts with his charge and that he opposes eliminating the capital gains tax for upper income earners, and eliminating the elimination of the capital gains tax wasn't in Ryan's recent budget proposal from 2012, and talks about unemployment, that 44 out of 50 states saw their unemployment rates rise. So look for more of the same. And I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you for sure this is what we're going to hear. Look for more of the same through September and October, and you have a decision to make on November 6th. We're talking Made in the USA on the flip side.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
We were going to go to Joel Joseph, but he must have gotten caught up in the wings somewhere. He was going to do Made in America for us, but we will have Joel Joseph coming up in another hour here on America Tonight, because I promised that we would get to him. So let's kind of scattershoot here. If you want to join in the conversation, you can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A couple of things. I mentioned that we've got some craziness happening when it comes to Julian Assange and his situation with Bradley Manning. And when I say that, if you don't know the background story, let me give you a quick little snippet on this. From a second floor window of the place where he was seeking refuge, let's say, at the Ecuadorian embassy, Assange decided he hasn't appeared anywhere for 2 months. He decided to call on President Obama to release Bradley Manning. He's the little plebe, I call him the plebe because he was the guy who becomes the sacrificial lamb, the whistleblower. He was the intelligence analyst who's accused of leaking masses of confidential information. Remember, he got under the skin of the State Department and Hillary Clinton and some others for some of the stuff that he had that was out there, that stuff that wasn't redacted and all that. And so what's happened is he's a hacker. He's a hacker. A hacker who has definitely put out some eye-popping, eye-opening info. But at the same time, he's also somebody who exposed or took advantage of Bradley Manning, who now, as the sacrificial lamb, will probably go down for life in prison. 22 criminal counts, and most likely he's not coming out of that hole. I don't see it, because he crossed that boundary. Military classified info, he leaked it. And you can point to other leaks and other things that have happened, but here's the thing. A name attached to a guy who hit send. A name attached to a guy who decided he was going to download the info, give it to Assange, and then make it public. He's caught right in the web, period. So what's he going to stand behind? He's not going to be able to stand behind whistleblowing. He took private documents, private intel, and exposed it, put it out there. So the question becomes, fair or foul on Assange's parts to ask the U.S. to stop the war, is what he's calling it, the war on whistleblowers. War on whistleblowers? Are you kidding? Ecuador, by the way, which I agree, whistleblowers should have some immunity, but not in this case. He wasn't, quotes, a whistleblower in a sense, because he took classified documents and gave them to Assange. That's what I'm saying. It's different when you're talking about corporations, when you're talking about, oh, yeah, who was the guy who took the big leap on big tobacco and talked about really what was in cigarettes? Remember that whole thing that happened? That's different. Corporation, etc. You're signing something away, you're talking about classified documents, then you're agreeing to that, which Manning was agreeing to that. So, I don't know. You could look at it through different glasses and say, well, wait a second. How do you think you expose something that the government's doing that people should know about if you don't come up with somebody who's going to leak you the documents? And I understand that, but in this case, I'm going to say you have to draw a line in the sand somewhere, and this line didn't need to be crossed. There was other ways around that anyway. So Assange really exposed him. That's why he's fighting for him, because he knows he let him dangle there on a thread, and he's going away. So in the meantime, Ecuador granted him political asylum at this point, he doesn't want to go back to Sweden because he's facing alleged rape charges there. And Ecuador says, okay, we're going to give you political asylum. The United States and any of the United States' allies are not happy about the WikiLeaks website, because hundreds of thousands of secret diplomatic and military cables were leaked on it. So he's not finding any friends in the United States in power that could do something for him. That's not going to happen. And then there's that whole thing of Sweden hanging in the balance too, as well. So the fair or foul is, you may see it differently than I do as to, okay, listen, there's things that were going on that should have been out there, that should have been known. So good for Manning for leaking them. You might think that, you know, why not? Why, if you're sitting there in front of the camera and, you know, in front of the camera, in front of the computer, and you have the intel and you got the info and you got the push to release it and you got an axe to grind with the military, here is your opportunity, pal. And he used his opportunity. Our next fair or foul, did he lose his opportunity? You know, we got a whole bunch of these. First, they start talking about the guy and his wife in Alabama. Then you got the situation on a bigger scale of Assange and Manning, who's the scapegoat, sitting in a military prison in the clink, in the deep, dark bowels, way, way put away. He's not getting out. And then you have the situation with the Republican Senate nominee, who's in serious scalding water, for suggesting that instances of legitimate rape rarely result in pregnancy. Somebody needs to tell Congressman Todd Akin the facts. He's in a big-time battle in Missouri to try to dump Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, and he was answering a question on his position on abortion rights in instances when a woman is a victim of rape. And he said, people always want to make it into one of those things. How do you slice this particularly tough ethical question? And what he said is, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, pregnancy from rape is really rare. I don't know what doctors he's talking to. 32,000 a year. If it's women raped, pregnant. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to shut that whole thing down. And regarding on his opinion on whether to allow for abortion in such instances, he added, let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. I think there should be some punishment, but that punishment ought to be on the rapist and not attacking the child. So immediately the world reacted to it. And this is just the beginning of it. Since Monday and Tuesday, he'll get pounded into the ground. He did release a statement. The Romney and Ryan campaign came out and said, oh, no, we don't back that. A woman who's raped, no, we don't support that stance at all. And then he said that he misspoke. And he said in reviewing his off-the-cuff remarks, he said, it's clear I misspoke in the interview, and it doesn't reflect the deep empathy I hold for thousands of women who are raped and abused every year. I mean, this is, you know, he came out of a tough primary in Missouri where he really got conservatives behind him, and the Democrats sort of wanted him to win, thinking he wasn't that big of a challenger, but lo and behold, he's 8 points in front of Claire McCaskill. So will this be the thing that tips the balance, though, and dumps him out because of his off-the-cuff remarks? In the end, I don't think so, but he's going to have a couple of really rough days to weather that he's going to have to figure out how to, and he did address it. He's going to have to just continue to address it again and again and again, because in the first, what they call news cycles, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, who knows, this is going to be talked about not just in Missouri, but all over the place as a huge blunder. And then he comes back out and he says something else. And I mean, that's all he could do. If I were his campaign person, I would have done the same exact thing. I would have told him to do that. And he did. I do believe it was an off the cuff remark, but boy, that's a tough one to get caught in the middle of. And especially saying that it doesn't result in pregnancies very often, when that's quite the opposite. 32,000. Wow. 32,000. All right, we're hitting the final turn here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, we got some odds and ends. We're going to tie it all up for you, including a latest poll that shows 40% of eligible voters are unlikely to vote this year. What's up with that? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry. Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Your turn is to plead my case. No obvious, just send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah.
America tonight. A couple of things, odds and ends. It means we tie stuff up. Because I hate when there's that, it's like a dangling participle. You know what that is? If you don't know what it is, it's, you know, it's dangling participle. It's out there dangling and it makes no sense. So, meaning cleaning things up, making it straight, making it correct. The story about the man with the gun who walked into the Family Research Council on Wednesday morning, fired on the security guard, who was awesome because he was able to wrestle him to the ground. He was hit in the arm, taken to the hospital. It wasn't life-threatening for him. He probably saved a lot of lives. And I say he probably saved a lot of lives because the nut that went in there had 14 Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches in his backpack and ammunition and was ready to roll. He was going to roll for sure. Who knows what he would have done? We don't know. Luckily, because the guard was able to stop him. If he didn't stop him in that lobby, who knows what 28-year-old Floyd Corkins would have gotten to claim in his arrest record, you know, what it would have been. He shot a guard, and he was intent on doing some harm. He said, you know, he said, "Don't shoot me." The guard, "It's not about you. It was what this place stands for." He had been volunteering at a Northeast D.C. community center for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people. And the people at LGBT said they were shocked to hear that such a violent thing could happen and that they condemned the violence and all that other sort of stuff. Because the Family Research Council is very outspoken on hot button issues, gay marriage, abortion, all that kind of stuff. They supported Chick-fil-A after the gay marriage advocates were upset by the company's president, Dan Cathy's comments during an interview that his business supported traditional marriage between a man and a woman, which, by the way, that interview was in a Baptist paper and then was blown out all over the place. So the aftermath of this is that the Family Research Council says that their sense of security has been shattered by the horrific events. And the question becomes the same. You know, this motive. The motive is unknown. How can they say the motive is unknown when the guy said, "Don't shoot me. It's not about you. It's what this place stands for." He's a fanatical nut who is going to shoot people for his own political reasons. And boy, I'll tell you what, this is one time when I will say, if this were on the other side, talk about blowing it out. It would have been blown out all over the place. And nothing. You heard nothing about this because he said what he said. I mean, to me, that pretty much is clearly what he was intent on doing. So was motivated by hatred. And, you know, if he had gotten into one of the offices, who knows what would have happened. And, you know, you got to call it like it is. You have to say it. I mean, what was it that pushed him to do it? Because on the flip side of that, you know exactly what would have happened if it had been somebody else. It's always the right-wing, nut, Christian, fanatical, blah, blah, blah. So I got to say, very few people wrote about that. I mean, he's a liberal activist who volunteers with a left-wing group in the D.C. area, period, end of story. Now, is he a nut, a psychopath, and do I blame them? No. But it's interesting that they get a pass here when you wouldn't see that pass come out in the other direction. I'm just saying, sometimes you got to call a spade, and this is definitely one of those situations. All right, I said that the Suffolk poll was crazy about people not voting. Suffolk University, which they're great at polling people, they found 40% of America's eligible voters say they're not going to really vote. They're going to sit out the election. So think about it. The poll was a survey of what they call the Other America. They found that roughly 90 million people that make up the group that brings the mixed possibilities for both of them, for President Obama and Mitt Romney, is undecided as to whether or not they're even going to vote. They can't decide whether or not they're going to vote because they feel like neither candidate maybe represents them. That's one reason. And others feel like they're tired of the same old thing, so they don't want to vote in an election, period. Among likely voters, Obama's approval rating doesn't break 50. 55% of unlikely voters in the Suffolk poll have a favorable view of the president. Just a quarter look favorably on Romney. If they did vote, 4 in 10 of the people registered to vote said, this is according to the Suffolk poll, said they would back Obama compared with 20% for Romney, and this was last week, for what it's worth. So then the issue becomes that people are tired of the same old, same old. Are they tired of hearing about tax returns? Are they tired of hearing about the fiscal cliff? Are they tired of that same old conversation? And then the issue becomes one that we've talked about for a long time. Really, America. Does Mitt Romney's tax returns? Do they need to be released? Should this be a big campaign issue? As a candidate, should he be demanded to be much more transparent? I love that word. And should he have to release his returns? Or do you care how much he's paid in taxes? If I'm a Democrat running the campaign, if I'm a Democratic strategist, I don't know that I'm pushing this, shoving this envelope down everyone's face, you know, pushing this side of the envelope as much as I can, unless I really think I could get Romney caught in something. If for some reason I think, you know, he's going to turn out he paid no taxes forever, then maybe I'm pushing for that. But do they really think that? You know, he came out and said he paid nothing. He paid at least 13% or higher. So, what? I don't know. Is that a winning game plan? I don't know that that's a winning game plan. I don't know that I would push that. I would look for something else to push, I think. But maybe people do care more about this than I do. I have a thing. I think people have a thing about tax returns, by the way. So all of us, nobody likes doing taxes unless they're really just getting so much money back, but that's always so unusual. So nobody likes doing taxes in the first place, and then pushing people to release taxes, even if you know they're a quadrillionaire, I don't know. Is that I gotcha kind of thing? Is that something that's going to pull somebody down out of the election? I'm going to say not really. It's not a good, solid plan. This is the perfect thing for us to end on. How about the Navy's oldest commissioned warship sailing under its own power for just the second time in a century? Old Ironsides. Yep. Sailing to memorialize a battle, an important battle, in 1812, just outside of Boston for 17 minutes on Sunday, went west across Boston Harbor, reached a maximum speed, for all of you sailors out there, of 3.1 knots, and it was the first time that this had happened in a very long time. They did it once before, and it was all about the War of 1812. The Constitution prevailed. It was heavier, it was longer, and they were blasting away in a 35-minute battle that they won. So the 21-gun salute was pretty cool. There was crowds gathered. The ship first launched in 1797. It's stationed in Charlestown, and it's tugged into the harbor for display. You can see it. About 500,000 people tour the ship every single year. So very, very cool that some people actually got to be on deck and go on that little cruise. They did it once in 1997. Sweet!
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.